Welcome to the Dental Business Podcast with your host, an owner of multiple businesses, a mentor, investor, and dental surgeon, Brad Thornton.
Hi guys, it's Brad Thornton here. So we got a one-star review on Google the last week, possibly, maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago. Now, a lot of people would find that quite distressing, and you know, the sort of immediate reaction is, you know, shit, this is visible, people can see what this is, and kind of look at it as a huge, huge negative. Now, it's obviously not good to get a one-star review, but you know, something that I say to people who have been in this situation before is, you know, imagine yourself looking for a restaurant and you saw a sort of an outlier one-star review. You'd be less concerned about that. You'd be more concerned, really, or more interested in what the response to the review was. And if the organization or the business responds in a professional, measured manner and speaks in a way that makes sense and is, you know, looks to provide a little bit of recourse to the complainant, then it doesn't really give you that much of a negative view of that business. Now, obviously, if you get repeated one-star reviews, that becomes a different story. But a few doesn't make any difference, or one, you know, certainly doesn't make any difference. So apart from my initial emotional response to it, I sort of sought to use this as an opportunity, because the Google review is the public facing element. So our response is incredibly important. So I shifted my mindset from a state of thinking, you know, how bollocks, like, well, you know, what have we done? You know, what's happened? I'm annoyed, I'm frustrated, I'm angry at someone. Flipped it to the mindset of thinking, well, actually, you know what, this is an opportunity to try and highlight how nice a practice we are, how good a practice we are, by the way that we respond to this complaint, or this one-star review, I should say. Now, the basis for the one-star review was that the lady who actually isn't a patient, she was inquiring, and she was trying to get a sort of a list of prices from us, sort of a generic list of price. Now, this has highlighted a problem with our sort of the team that was responding to this email. You know, we always kind of go down the line of saying, you know, we don't price match, we don't really, it's very difficult to give definitive quotes. We want to have a conversation with somebody. We even offer free consultations, video consultations, so that we're not committing anybody to anything until they've found out what their bespoke, individualized treatment plan is for them. So, you know, we kind of go down the line of that, but it's always wrapped up in the idea that, you know, we've got to be nice, we've got to be friendly, we're providing opportunities to people without commitment, da, 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 da. Not, we don't tell people price. Because you know what, if it does come to the end of a conversation and somebody is really determined to know the price, you sound like an absolute, you know, shady, defensive, opaque business if you just refuse to tell them the price for things. We're not embarrassed. We're proud of our prices. The cost that people pay are worth it. You know, people that are paying tens of thousands of pounds are some of our most loyal fans who rave about us the most, because, you know, they appreciate the value of it. And those are the kind of patients that we want to attract. So actually, we're not embarrassed about the price. We just want to try and filter out and provide some value in terms of having a conversation with people on the phone, maybe an email, back and forth, dialogue. So we're providing value, we're highlighting to people, you know, what we're about, we're getting a bit more information from them before we then mention the price. So that's the message that I've tried to get across to the staff. Whereas in this scenario, it appears that the inquiry has been answered very defensively. It's not really been done in a friendly way. You know, the key sort of value of Ivory Dental Practice is to make sure that we're the practice that's known to be the practice you come to if you want a relaxed trip to the dentist. And that in order to do that, we develop friendships with our patients. You know, we're not taking our patients out for drinks, but we develop a relationship that is akin to a friendship. You know, every time patients come in, they're asking about my kids. You know, we remember things about them. We know their names. We, if we see them out, they come over and talk to us. You know, it's a very, very relaxed, friendly relationship to have. And that starts at the first inquiry. And, you know, the one-star review has made me have a look back at the actual email trail and identify some key errors and some significant sort of, things that we need to work on really to make sure that these email inquiries are handled well. You know, we're in coronavirus time still. You know, it's COVID 2020 is carrying on. So people tend to have a bit less time on the desk. You know, we need to be focused on so much stuff at the moment that things may feel as though they're a higher priority than other things. But unless you're handling your inbound inquiries effectively and dealing with these people that are ringing up and emailing and dealing with them in the way that we expect them to, then the momentum that pushes us forward will start to dry up, and we'll come out of this post-lockdown period and we will, you know, we'll have dried up our inquiries. People will, have missed the opportunity to join us as new patients. I don't know about what anybody else is feeling, but we're getting inundated with inquiries. You know, we are in one of the busiest times ever. I mean, we've, you know, Ivory Dental has existed in its current form for just over 10 years, and there has never been a time where we have been as busy and have as many people inquiring. And interestingly enough, a very, very, very small percentage of them actually mention the fact that they can't access their NHS dentist or they can't get to their dentist, so they're coming here. So that suggests to me it's potentially not a bubble that's about to burst when all the NHS practices get up to full swing. I don't know. I may be missing something, but well, I guess we'll just see. The moral of the story really is, or at least my take on this whole situation was, yeah, we had a one-star review, but what it ended up doing is provided a public forum for me to respond in a professional manner. And if anybody who was reading that, who wasn't a patient of ours, was trying to figure out what we're like as a practice, then they're going to get a really good vibe from the response that I wrote. Interestingly, you know, the only review that we have that isn't a 5-star and the odd 4-star comes from somebody who hasn't visited us as a patient. And I think that is a good reflection on us as a practice, really. So it provided a public forum for me to show the spirit, the personality, and you know, give somebody looking at it an idea of what the practice is about, what we're about, what I'm about. But it also provided an opportunity for us to sort of look at the way that we're handling some of these inbound inquiries. Because if that 1-star review hadn't have come through, I would not have shone my light on this part of the practice at the moment, because there's so much else going on. But it's now made me realise that we just need to make sure that we're handling our inbound inquiries the way that we always have, COVID or no COVID. So when bad things happen, good things can come out of it. And that's the basis of this episode. So yeah, if you do get a bad review, don't worry about it. Try and look at it as an opportunity. How can you use it as a way to grow and improve? Take care, everybody. That was Brad Thornton, Dental Business Podcast.